Romans chapter 8. Sermons by Paul C. Jong. Sermon 5. We must do the work God wants, and we must follow the Spirit. Romans chapter 8. Verses 1 through 17. There is therefore now no condemnation to those who are in Christ Jesus, who do not walk according to the flesh, but according to the Spirit. For the law of the Spirit of life in Christ Jesus has made me free from the law of sin and death. For what the law could not do in that it was weak through the flesh, God did by sending His own Son in the likeness of sinful flesh. On account of sin, He condemned sin in the flesh, that the righteous requirement of the law might be fulfilled in us, who do not walk according to the flesh, but according to the Spirit. For those who live according to the flesh set their minds on the things of the flesh. But those who live according to the Spirit, the things of the Spirit. For to be carnally minded is death, but to be spiritually minded is life and peace. Because the carnal mind is enmity against God. For it is not subject to the law of God, nor indeed can be. So then, those who are in the flesh cannot please God. But you are not in the flesh but in the Spirit, if indeed the Spirit of God dwells in you. Now if anyone does not have the Spirit of Christ, he is not his. And if Christ is in you, the body is dead because of sin, but the Spirit is life because of righteousness. But if the Spirit of Him who raised Jesus from the dead dwells in you, He who raised Christ from the dead will also give life to your mortal bodies through His Spirit who dwells in you. Therefore, brethren, we are debtors, not to the flesh, to live according to the flesh. For if you live according to the flesh, you will die. But if by the Spirit you put to death the deeds of the body, you will live. For as many as are led by the Spirit of God, these are sons of God. For you did not receive the spirit of bondage again to fear, but you received the Spirit of adoption by whom we cry out, Abba, Father. The Spirit Himself bears witness with our spirit that we are children of God. And if children, then heirs, heirs of God, and joint heirs with Christ. If indeed we suffer with Him, that we may also be glorified together. Beloved saints, today, through the words of Romans chapter 8, verses 1 to 17, we want to share the word under the title, We Must Do the Work God Wants, and We Must Follow the Spirit. Apostle Paul first proclaims like this, There is therefore now no condemnation to those who are in Christ Jesus. This word is God's confirmed judgment given to the people who have received the removal of sin by believing the gospel of the water and the Spirit. There is never any condemnation for those who are in Christ Jesus. It is because Jesus took charge of all our sins by receiving baptism from John the Baptist, received the judgment of those sins on the cross, and resurrected to give us new life. Therefore, we are people who have been liberated from the law of sin and death. The law of the Spirit of life has liberated us. Now we are not people under the condemnation of the law, but children of God who have received the Spirit of God. If so, how must we live now? The main text speaks clearly. We must not follow the flesh, but live following the Spirit. We must do the work that God wants. Even a person who has received the removal of sin can live two kinds of lives. A person who has received the removal of sin is no longer a sinner. However, even a person who has received the removal of sin has flesh. Because we have a physical body while living on this earth, the thoughts of the flesh rise up. We have to eat and live. We have to take care of our bodies. And we have to handle the problems of our families and workplaces. So even a born-again person cannot avoid the matters related to the flesh. However, the important thing is the direction of life. Even a righteous person who has received the removal of sin can live two kinds of lives. One is a life that follows the flesh, and the other is a life that follows the spirit. A person who follows the flesh thinks of the things of the flesh. They think of their own comfort, their own benefit, their own safety, and their own desires first. However, a person who follows the Spirit thinks of the things of the Spirit. They think of the work that pleases God, the work of preaching the gospel, and the work of saving souls. The main text speaks clearly. For those who live according to the flesh set their minds on the things of the flesh, but those who live according to the Spirit, the things of the Spirit. Romans chapter 8, verse 5. Therefore, a person who has received the removal of sin must examine which side they are thinking about. One must see whether one's heart is currently being taken away by the things of the flesh, or whether one is thinking of the things of the Spirit. The work of the Spirit is the work of saving souls. Then what is the work of the Spirit? The work of the Spirit is the work that pleases God. The work that God is most pleased with is the work of saving souls. It is the work of making sinners receive the removal of sin and become children of God by preaching the gospel of the water and the Spirit. The Holy Spirit works inside the person who has received the removal of sin, and the Holy Spirit always makes us testify to the gospel of Jesus Christ. The Holy Spirit does not want us to settle down in the greed of the world. The Holy Spirit wants us to think of the work that God wants, and to offer our bodies and minds for that work. Therefore, for us to follow the Spirit is not vaguely having a pious feeling. To follow the Spirit is to think of the gospel. It is to think of souls. It is to preach the gospel of the water and the Spirit, which was completed by Jesus' baptism, cross, and resurrection, to the people who are still under the law of sin and death. That we have received the removal of sin is not a grace given just for us to live comfortably. God saved us from sin and gave us the Holy Spirit, so as to make us be used in the work of saving other souls. The thought of the flesh is death, and the thought of the Spirit is life and peace. The main text says, "For to be carnally minded is death, but to be spiritually minded is life and peace." Romans chapter 8. Verse 6. The thought of the flesh seems to save a person, but eventually leads to death. If one only thinks of the flesh, it seems comfortable and safe at first. But eventually the heart becomes heavy and faith becomes cloudy. If one follows the flesh, one becomes distant from God. If one becomes distant from God, life and peace disappear from the heart. On the contrary, the thought of the Spirit is life and peace. If one thinks of the work of the Spirit, the flesh might have a hard time at first. To serve the gospel, toil follows. There are times when one must offer time, offer one's heart, offer material things, and lay down one's own comfort. However, on that path, there is life and peace. Because God is pleased, and the Holy Spirit gives peace to the heart, the thought of the flesh becomes an enemy of God. Because the flesh does not submit to God's law, nor can it do so, the flesh is always self-centered. It thinks of what is comfortable for me first, rather than what God wants. So those who are in the flesh cannot please God. Therefore, we must have the thought of the Spirit. We must think of the work that pleases God. We must think of what we can do for the gospel. We must think of how we can offer our lives to save souls. The life of faith is not a doctrine, but an actual battle of life. The life of faith is not a simple doctrine. If you believe in Jesus, you are saved. If you commit a sin, you just need to pray a prayer of repentance. Living fitting into a format like this is not a true life of faith. The life of faith of a person who has received the removal of sin is a living life. It is an actual matter of the heart, and an actual battle of life. Inside us, there is the Holy Spirit. But at the same time, there is also the flesh. So there is a battle every day. It is a battle of whether to follow God's will or to follow the greed of my flesh. It is a battle of whether to think of the gospel first or to think of my comfort first. Apostle Paul also fought with himself. He said he disciplines his body and brings it into subjection. Why is that? Because the flesh, if left as it is, runs toward the things of the flesh. Even a person who has received the removal of sin, if they do not set their mind, can become soaked in the thought of the flesh before they know it. Therefore, we must set our minds every day. It is not finished by setting it once. When doing the life of faith for a long time, one can fall into a rut. At first, the grace of the gospel is hot, and one runs toward the work that pleases God. But as time passes, the direction can become cloudy. At that time, one must set their mind again. I will follow the Spirit. I will do the work that God wants. I will live for the gospel. One must set it again like this. We must make our goal clear. Apostle Paul did not live like beating the air. He ran toward the mark. The life of faith is the same. The goal must be clear. If there is no goal, a person is dragged by the flow of the flesh. Even if a car has a navigation system, it is useless if the destination is not entered. The destination must be clear for guidance to be possible. Likewise, the destination of our lives must also be clear. Our destination is the work that pleases God. Our direction is the preaching of the gospel. The goal of our lives is the work of saving souls. It does not mean that we should not do the work of the flesh at all. We have to eat and live. We have to take care of our bodies as well. We have to handle the responsibilities of our families and workplaces as well. However, the final goal of life must be in God. Even the work of the flesh must become a tool for God's work. Even if we earn money, we must earn it for the gospel. Even if we take care of our health, we must take care of it to serve the gospel. Even if we manage our time, we must manage it to do the work that God wants. When we do so, our flesh also gets to be used for the work of the Spirit. If you try to save only the flesh, you will rather die. When the world becomes difficult, people instinctively try to save only the flesh. When diseases circulate, the economy becomes difficult. Rumors of war are heard, and the order of the world is shaken. People try to hold on to only their own safety. How can I live? How can my flesh be safe? They come to think only of this. However, the Bible says, "For if you live according to the flesh, you will die. But if by the Spirit you put to death the deeds of the body, you will live." Romans chapter 8, verse 13. If you live according to the flesh, you will surely die. If you try to save only the flesh, eventually the soul dies. The heart dies, and faith dies. However, if by the Spirit you put to death the deeds of the body, you will live. If you rule over the greed of the flesh following the Holy Spirit, and choose the work that pleases God, you will live. Therefore, the more difficult the times are, the more we must think of the Spirit. The more the world shakes, the more we must hold on to the work that God wants. The closer the end times are, the more we must preach the gospel. When people are captivated by fear, we must preach the gospel of life. Preparing for the flesh is also necessary. If the body is sick, it must be treated, and livelihood must also be handled. However, that must not become the entirety of life. The preparation of the flesh must also become a preparation to serve the gospel. The one who is led by the Holy Spirit is the Son of God. The main text says, "For as many as are led by the Spirit of God, these are sons of God." Romans chapter 8, verse 14. The sons of God are led by the Spirit of God. If the Holy Spirit is in us, we are not in the flesh but in the Spirit. We are no longer people who have received the spirit of bondage to fear. We are God's children, who have received the spirit of adoption, by whom we call God, Abba, Father. If so, we must live like children of God. The children of God think of the Father's will. The children of God try to do the work that the Father is pleased with. What God the Father wants the most is for sinners to hear the gospel of the water and the Spirit and receive the removal of sin. The Holy Spirit wants this in our hearts. So the person who is led by the Holy Spirit thinks of the work of the gospel. They think of the salvation of souls. They do not try to save only themselves, but try to save other souls as well. We must receive the guidance of the Holy Spirit. The guidance of the Holy Spirit comes through the Word of God, the Church, and the direction of the Gospel. When we hear the Word, unite with the Church, and offer our hearts to the work of the Gospel, we come to receive the guidance of the Holy Spirit. We must tilt the scale of our hearts toward the side of the Spirit. Even for a person who has received the removal of sin, there is a battle between the flesh and the Spirit. Sometimes, the heart toward the work of the Spirit is strong. Thinking of the gospel makes one joyful, and the desire to live for God's work is hot. However, sometimes the thoughts of the flesh rise up and become similar to the thoughts of the Spirit. And sometimes, the thoughts of the flesh become even heavier. At such times, the heart becomes uncomfortable. The Holy Spirit makes us feel uncomfortable inside us. The direction of your heart is wrong right now. Think of the work of the Spirit again. Return to the gospel again. He awakens us like this. Therefore, we must tilt the scale of our hearts toward the side of the Spirit. It is okay, even if it is not a very big difference. Even a little bit every day. We must think of the work of the Spirit first. We must think of the work that God wants first. If we do so, our souls will live. Our hearts will live. And our physical bodies will also be used by God. The life of faith is a continuous choice. At every breathing moment, we choose. Will we follow the flesh, or will we follow the Spirit? Will we follow our own comfort, or will we follow the work that pleases God? Therefore, we must set our minds every day. We must continue the work of preaching the gospel as long as we can. We must preach the gospel of the water and the Spirit. This gospel is necessary for all nations and all people. It is necessary for people who do not believe in Jesus. And it is also necessary for people who believe in Jesus religiously but have sin in their hearts. The problem of sin is not resolved by human doctrines and prayers of repentance. Only by the gospel of the water and the Spirit, which believes in Jesus, baptism, cross, and resurrection, can one receive the removal of sin. Therefore, delivering gospel books, preaching the word, making the gospel be preached in the languages of each country, and letting co-workers serve the gospel in their own countries are works that please God. Spending our hearts for such works is thinking of the work of the Spirit. Our toil can sometimes be difficult. There are financial difficulties, physical limitations, and burdens of work. However, if we stop the work of the gospel, our hearts easily flow to the flesh. When we run for the gospel, our flesh is also offered to God and our hearts come alive. God's work must be done by faith. Calculation is necessary, and wisdom is also necessary. But ultimately there must be faith. If it is a work that pleases God, God opens the way. We must set our minds toward that direction and run. We must receive suffering together, to receive glory together. The main text says, "And if children, then heirs, heirs of God, and joint heirs with Christ. If indeed we suffer with him, that we may also be glorified together." Romans chapter 8, verse 17. We are children of God. The Spirit himself bears witness with our spirit that we are children of God. If we are children of God, we are also heirs of God. We are joint heirs with Christ. We are the people who will receive the glory of the kingdom of God in the future. However, there is not only glory, there is also suffering. If we live for the gospel, the flesh can have a hard time. There is suffering because we cannot live only for ourselves like the people of the world. On the path of setting our minds and running for God's will, there is toil. However, that suffering is not in vain. He who receives suffering with Christ also receives glory with Christ. God remembers our toil offered for the gospel. God looks preciously upon our lives offered to save souls. Therefore, we must not be discouraged. Even if the flesh has a hard time, we must think of the work of the Spirit. Even if the world is difficult, we must do the work that God wants. The more it is the end times, the more we must hold on to the gospel. Let us follow the Spirit and do the work that God wants. Beloved saints, we are those who have absolutely no condemnation in Christ Jesus. The law of the Spirit of life has liberated us from the law of sin and death. Jesus took charge of all our sins with his baptism, received the judgment of those sins on the cross, and resurrected to give us new life. Now we are the people who have received the Spirit of God. We are not people who have received the spirit of bondage again to fear, but children of God who have received the spirit of adoption to call God Abba Father. Therefore, we must live like children of God. We must not follow the flesh, but follow the Spirit. The thought of the flesh is death, but the thought of the Spirit is life and peace. If we live according to the flesh, we will surely die. But if by the Spirit we put to death the deeds of the body, we will live. The people who are led by the Spirit of God are the sons of God. Let us make the goal of our lives clear. Let us put our hearts into the work that God wants. Let us set our minds on the work of preaching the gospel that pleases God. The more difficult the world is, let us not try to save only the flesh, but let us think of the work of saving souls. Let us take care of our bodies and handle our livelihoods, but let us offer all of that to God so that it may be used for the gospel. I hope that all of us will reset the direction of our hearts every day. Follow the Spirit, and be used in the work of preaching the gospel of the water and the Spirit. I hope we become children of God, who also receive suffering with Christ, and in the future also receive glory with Christ. Amen.